Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 529. Physique Development. Being Better Than Your Blind Spots by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. Now, before I get to today's post, I wanted to share something quickly with you. I always talk about goal setting on this podcast, and I always say that we often forget to use goal setting in other aspects of our life. We do it all the time for things like, I'm going to take my lunch break from noon to 1 p.m. every day. Technically, that's a goal. But when it comes to health behaviors, for example, we completely forget to use goal setting. For example, we could say, I'm going to work out from noon to 1 p.m. 3 days a week. That would be a great goal. What I realized is I've translated goal setting to reading recreationally. I've been on this kick of checking out library books because I finally got my library card. I've been borrowing my wife's for the last couple of years. And for some reason, I've been choosing books that are 1,100 to 1,200 pages long. But the book is due back at the library in like 3 weeks. So I'm thinking, there's no possible way I can finish these. Last year, I had read Hamilton, all, 1,100 pages of it. So this time, after watching the movie based on Stephen King's novel, It, I decided I would check out the book and see how the book differs from the movie. I know you're supposed to do it the other way around, read the book first, but whatever. And of course, this book, if you don't know, is about 1,200 pages. I'm about 400 pages in, and the book is due next week. So I'm setting a goal. I did some math, and I figured out how many pages I need to read between now and when the book is due. I can't renew the library book because other people want it. There are holds on it, so I have to return it by this due date. So keep your fingers crossed for me. I'm going to set this goal. I think I can do it. Now, you know what? I'm going to do it. That's better. I'll keep you posted on how it goes. All right, let's get to JC's post finally as we optimize your life. Physique Development, Being Better Than Your Blind Spots by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. For the physique-conscious individual, we aren't plagued by what we don't know, but more so by all the unknown unknowns. It's a blind spot. We all have them, but rarely are cognizant of this fact. It can keep us stagnant for far longer than it should. What do I mean exactly? We are a people in pursuit of excellence. We want to be bigger, leaner, stronger, faster, and more flexible. We desire to create a better version of ourselves and to reach new heights, no matter the cost of time or effort. This is an admirable pursuit and one many can benefit from. But the process is an arduous one. Weights get heavier. Progress is harder to come by. We're nearing the final floors of our genetic high-rise, but we yearn for more. At this point, there are many decisions you can make in order to advance your journey. In my opinion, the two most popular options are to 1, further your education and go it alone, or 2, get coached and ride the wave. Don't mind me, I got this. The first option is probably the most popular, especially for those who feel they don't need help and can get everything done on their own. There's nothing wrong with this approach, and I've done it off and on for a good part of my training career. We read a few more books and articles, we build our own training programs and macronutrient splits based on the latest research. We do it intelligently and use evidence for our decisions. We are rational beings after all, right? However, there's one major problem: our own personal biases. No matter how good we are or how far we've come with our own training, we will never be able to remain completely objective. Let's face it, we're an emotional bunch, us folk aiming to look great naked. One day we look in the mirror with awe, and the next, all we see is a skinny, fat person who doesn't even lift. Our rational brains know the negative thoughts are not true, but emotions are often overriding of good judgment. For those going it alone, this one issue can keep us from the level of achievement we long for. One week we're ecstatic with our training, and the next week we're doubting our every move. One day our diet is on point, and the next day we're positive it's the least favorable macro split based on the latest diet fad in the New York Times. Talk about an emotional roller coaster, huh? Don't fret if you relate to this message, because everyone goes through this, especially when we set our heights on an ideal such as high-level physique development. On top of this, even if our training and diet is picture perfect, we're often not aware of the blind spots we have. It could be something such as a weak muscle group, an unfavorable eating pattern, or even an underlying false belief that's compromising our outcome with no knowledge whatsoever. This is the idea I want you to consider. We cannot escape our blind spots on our own. What if you gave up and gave in? What if you gave up becoming a pawn to your personal bias and emotional decision-making? Could it make a difference in your physique? Could it help you reach your goals faster? Could it make you better, more knowledgeable, and aware of what you didn't know before? Absolutely. This is the best reason in the world to seek help if you ever want to take your efforts a step further. Hiring a coach can be one of the most educational and rewarding experiences in your physique enhancement journey. It can be incredibly freeing due to the fact that you just handed over all your aesthetic worries to someone else. A coach who takes the time to learn about you as an individual will be able to spot your personal biases. They'll see what you're blind to and help you understand where your focus needs to be. They can see the blind spots because they are not you. They bypass the emotional constructs you've created. An objective eye is what's responsible for getting you to do something differently. No matter what we say, we're all at the mercy of ourselves and the inherent need to seek comfort. Most of us know from previous experiences that stretching our comfort zone often leads to favorable outcomes, but it's increasingly hard to push those limits without someone encouraging the pushing. A good coach will hold you accountable and stretch you in ways you haven't been before. If you're comfortable on a 3-day full body, low volume split, it might be time to do something radical, like a 5-day bodybuilding strength hybrid. It may be time to reintroduce all those squat jumps, medicine ball slams, and burpees you find yourself skipping out on. A good coach will see your need and give orders with your best interest in mind. On a personal level, I've been exercising with a purpose for about 16 years. I've had many coaches ranging from athletics to powerlifting to bodybuilding. And guess what? I made the most progress when under the watch of someone who cared about my results. I've experienced tremendous benefits from those helping me get out of my own head. I gave up and gave in to their expertise. I utilized their objective decision-making ability to pursue my goals. Is it time you sought some help? If you've been struggling to make progress, I get it. You may feel desperate. Plateaus are akin to the bubonic plague for the physique athlete. Maybe it's time you let go of the reins for once. If so, let me give you a little bit of criteria to look for. Hiring a coach should be an interview process. You should find someone who cares about you as an individual and wants to learn all about you and your goals. Never make a decision lightly, because you'll be investing your time, money, and physique into the process. If you're a rank beginner, I always suggest you find someone locally who can teach you the lifts properly and help you connect the dots with training intensity, the importance of sleep, and sound nutrition preparation. If you're an iron veteran, or at least have a few years of training under your belt, the local coach is always a good bet. However, due to your expertise, the online world of coaching opens up to you. The reason is, if you already understand exercise and how to manage your nutrition correctly, all you need is training and diet advice, a program that suits your goals, and consistent accountability based on your biofeedback. Lots of progress can be had with a few weekly check-ins to ensure compliance, training intensity, and to make changes if any are warranted. Remember, theoretically, we can all do this on our own. But why waste time or effort when someone else can lend a helping hand? What if it saves us years of frustration? What if it protects us from injury? These are questions to consider when you decide to seek some guidance and accountability. Will you be better than your blind spots? You just listened to the post titled Physique Development, Being Better Than Your Blind Spots by JC Dean of jcdfitness.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Earlier this week, we talked about our own biases. How we see the world is very differently than how the world sees us. And so I would agree with JC that sometimes having someone else, someone who's an expert in the field, take a look at us, help us see our blind spots, can be not only motivating, but invigorating and help you get past plateaus, helping you get past some of those barriers that are in your head. Now, the one thing I'll add when you're looking for a coach, I completely agree that it's an interview process. You want to find the right match for you, but also make sure that the person you hire is certified in exercise science or has some sort of credential when it comes to kinesiology or exercise science, something like that. Having a certification through the American College of Sports Medicine, that's considered the gold standard. Having a certification through ACE or the American Council on Exercise, that's great too. Don't be afraid to ask if they are certified through one of those organizations. And also remember, if they're trying to sell you nutrition supplements in addition to training sessions with them, I would probably turn around and walk out the door. It means their motivation is to make money off of you. It's not to help you feel your best. And if they start giving some diet advice, ask them if they've had any formal education or any formal training in nutrition or dietetics. Just because someone understands exercise science doesn't mean they always understand nutrition. And this goes the other way too. You wouldn't necessarily ask a nutritionist or a dietitian for exercise advice. They don't always go together. Personally, I've hired coaches myself, even though I'm a personal trainer, and I recommend my students do the same because it truly is an eye-opening experience, and much of what I've learned has stuck with me throughout the years. All right, before I go, speaking of check-ins and accountability, if you want to meet some like-minded people and participate in bonus book giveaways and a lot more, come join our Facebook group. You can search for Optimal Living Daily Podcasts on Facebook to find it and request access, or use the shortcut link. It's oldpodcast.com/Facebook. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.